This segues to a story here in California and the Insurance Commission. A Miss Kathleen Harris, a criminal investigator that I had sent information to concerning some attorneys participating in filing a fraudulent insurance claim for over $22,000, and my quest of getting some answers from her. She kept on hanging up the phone on me. So what happens next? I get a police report filed against me by her claiming, well, listen to what Officer David Ray from the Morgan Hill Police Department said was told to him by her.
She made comments that there were no specific threats, but there were some comments made that made her uncomfortable.
What comments did she say were made?
Apparently you had, at some point, made a comment about thanks to the Public Information Act, you could access her home address and even know what school her children go to.
God, did she say that? Did she say that?
It's something to that effect. I mean,
my God, because here's the thing. My God, I want to file whatever we have got to do. All of our conversations are recorded, right? Even between myself and Miss Harris.
This sounds a little bit similar to what we just went through in Wisconsin. A harassing phone call? A threatening phone call? I sent the recordings of a telephone conversations I had to this Officer Ray. He listened to those conversations and he determined there were no threats during those calls. So I then requested that a police report be filed against her for filing a false police report. And I did file that report. But what now happens is they say, well, gee, you know, maybe the threats you made happened in another telephone conversation. Because he went back, talked to Kathleen Harris after he heard those recordings, and then said, well, you know, Miss Harris, this doesn't seem to be a threatening phone call. Oh, well, it happened in another call, that was non-recorded. We're getting the same kind of nonsense again, but we're going to keep our foot upon the Morgan Hill Police Department, and when we get back from break, we're going to play some clips from that. Another story that is connected is a man by the name of Mr. Larry Nine. That is an individual that had a issue with the State Compensation Insurance Fund and an attorney there by the name of Gustavo E. San Jose that the fraud unit of a DA's department in Los Angeles filed 4 criminal indictments against. And just when it was going to be coming into a courtroom, poof, it went away because the DA's decided, well, I'll play that later because I had a conversation with the assistant DA that supposedly conducted the investigation of Gustavo E. San Jose and is now a judge, and we're going to hear from her. The story of Michael and Kay DeRoe against First American Title and Trust Company. An attorney, Marvin Rip, forged a document which caused the DeRoes to lose a piece of property. They go to the State Bar of Wisconsin. They go to the Governor of Wisconsin. They go to the DA's Office of Wisconsin. They do absolutely nothing except whitewash Marvin Rip. But DeRoes live in California. They go to the State Bar of California. And now we have a Miss DeGina Gucci's there at the State Bar that's involved in the same type of nonsense and whitewash and cover-up of the crime of Marvin Rip. It's happening all across the country. We are being broadcast today via WBCQ shortwave to our troops in Iraq. Hello, our troops. Please come home quickly. We need you over here to help us. We are going to be filing a RICO lawsuit eventually against the American Bar Association to stop these judicial mobsters out there from ruining our country. It's important to you, the listeners, because this is going to happen to you or it's going to happen to your children, and we've got to get them reined back right now. The propaganda on general media television, Law and Order, it doesn't exist. It's the same type of propaganda that Saddam Hussein was putting out there in Iraq saying, don't worry, folks, everything is just fine. It is not fine. Public officials now are going to misuse the USA Patriot Act against us when we try to hold them accountable for the crimes they commit. That is why a man is in prison in Wisconsin right now. This is Gene 40. This is AttorneyBusters.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's important.